MLB insider for Fox Sports Detroit and very sad Wings fan this morning, John Paul Morosi, everybody. Hey.
A lot of very sad folks here in the great state of Michigan this morning. That one turned quickly, gentlemen.
That
disintegrated quickly.
Sweet choke job yesterday by the Wings. Could you believe that?
My Lord. Well, I as I was telling Ryan a moment ago, I think there may be whatever percentage chance existed before yesterday that Babcock would join the Leafs, maybe it's crept up a little bit higher. That may be the headline in Toronto after that game last night. But, you know, hey, listen, the young goaltender Mrazek, I've been very impressed with him. But, hey, one got away last night. Now the momentum will be difficult to regain, I believe, for the Wings that are going down to Tampa for Game 5.
You know, it's nice that you have the same feeling. I think Toronto Maple Leaf fans had 3 years ago when Boston scored a million goals in the last period of that Game 7. It's the same feeling, only worse.
I think the Toronto loss there was probably worse, as you say. So I certainly respect the pain of that particular moment.
Yeah.
Because I feel as though, and this is at the risk of delving into too much hockey, you wonder how much differently the entire last 2 years for the Leafs would have played out if they had just won that game. Not even won like another series, but if they had just won that game, how differently the last 2 years would have played out for that franchise.
Can't say that now, but whatever. I totally agree with you. Let's get to baseball here. John Paul Morosi, MLB insider for Fox Sports. Saunders may be back this weekend. What happens in that outfield?
Well, it's going to be complicated, I think, for the near term. Although, hey, they've won games with Ryan Goins and Danny Valencia playing out there the last couple of days, so maybe they should keep the current status quo. But obviously, it sounds as though next week is the absolute earliest that Bautista can get back out there and play some outfield, that he's going to be the DH whenever he does return for a period of time, which I think will result in some other shuffling with that means Encarnacion has to play the field. But there's hope Saunders will come back. So it looks like at that point in time, Saunders coming back this weekend, it would be Saunders and Pilar and Pompey. So obviously it's not the ideal outfield, but I think Pilar has actually played pretty well this season. I've been impressed with him. I think Pompey is going to continue to get better, and I'm excited to see what Saunders can do. But you got to give high marks to Valencia with the game he played yesterday. Pretty impressive starting against a righty. Usually he only starts against the lefties, but to start against a pretty good righty in Tillman and get those at-bats, I think was a very impressive showing yesterday by Valencia.
John, we saw the offense blockbuster again last night, led by Donaldson and Devin Travis all season. Does this team have enough pitching, just barely enough pitching, because the offense is so good to contend?
You know, George, here's my concern. That game last night, and I know it was at the end of the day, you know, Castro comes in and he ends up closing the door, but that's not a game that he should pitch in. That should have been a night off for a young 20-year-old pitcher coming out of A-ball, to give him the night off, help conserve his innings, just his overall fatigue level for the season. The Jays are winning that game by 7 runs. And your closer's got to pitch. That's not good baseball. And I think that speaks to what we've talked about a lot already this season, which is the bridge from the starters to the relievers is not good enough right now. It is not of championship caliber. And at some point in time, either that's going to get better, or they're probably going to get passed by in the standings. That was the takeaway from the game last night for me. Again, I love the fact that Castro came in. I love his composure. I just love the competitiveness. Obviously, I love the 99 mile an hour fastball and everything else he throws. But that should have been a night off for him. And that type of thing catches up with the team later in the season, especially with a young closer like that. So they just have to get – the bridge has to get better, either internally or externally. Or I have real, real concerns about this team come August and September.
How many more changes can they make, though, John? Because you watch this team, you know, they send Dalibard down before the season starts. We start with Redmond. We send Redmond down, and we give Hendricks a chance. He blows it. What is there? What is out there? What is in the system to be able to bridge that gap now? Or do they have to go out and start looking for pitching?
Well, great question, Dean. That's a situation where you don't. In the baseball, typically, I know we had the huge trade with Kimbrel on the eve of the season, but you don't typically start upgrading your bullpen from a market standpoint until June or July, unless you're going to overpay by a ridiculous sum, either financially or in prospects. So for all practical purposes, what the Blue Jays have in the major leagues right now and in the minor leagues, that's what they've got from now until about June 1st. Then you can start to talk about upgrading in a substantial fashion. But right now, they've just got to get better internally with the guys they've got and then at AAA as well, because I think you look big picture, and usually, you go back in the history of baseball, at least recently, it is extremely rare that you would have a major trade in the month of April or May. It almost never happens. And you know, listen, there have been some waiver claims made out there recently. The Dodgers have been very active. The question of how much payroll can the Blue Jays add at the deadline, we don't know the answer to that question yet. I think that'll be answered in due time. But yeah, I think for now they have to stay internal, most likely, and just get better performances from the relievers they have.
John, we got about 30 seconds, but there was that story floating around on Twitter yesterday about Johan Santana needing to be on the active roster by Tuesday. Is there any truth to that story?
Well, he does have the opt-out, George, but it's up to him if he's going to use it. And it sounds like I saw a report yesterday indicating that he was most likely not going to opt out. So that merely is a contractual provision that gives a veteran player the right to opt out if he so chooses. So that's up to Johan. And at this point in time, it looks unlikely that he's going to opt out.
Okay. Will we see him this year or no?
You know, it's so hard to gauge that because of the health. I think it's a total toss-up. You know, maybe by the second half, but he's obviously a veteran pitcher that's just had a real, real tough run of luck with injuries here for the last 2 years.
Well, it'd be found money if we did. Appreciate you doing this, John Paul. Good luck and go Wings.
Yeah, hey, my pleasure, guys. I appreciate the support there. I think the Wings will need it there in Game 5.